Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Kurt Weigel joins us, the president and CEO of the Downtown Development District. Talk about the Hard Rock collapse and the effect that's had on businesses. Hey, Kurt, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. It's great to be with you.
Thanks for taking the time with us. What has that all done, the Hard Rock collapse, from the time it happened till today? Is it getting any better for businesses in that area, or does it remain a mess?
No, I think there's no way that we cannot say that it's getting better. So that's the good news. Because keep in mind, just a couple weeks ago, all those businesses in the 1,000 block were still closed. Now, over the last couple weeks, almost all of them have opened. We know, for instance, Fisher's opened a couple weeks ago, along with Diva and some of the others. We now have the Ruby Slipper is open now this week, and we've got the High New Orleans Hostel is opening later this week too. So things are starting to come back to normal. The DD's been working with the city to try to make it as easy as possible for people to get to the site and to get the word out that these businesses are open, that they're, you know, these are businesses that have taken care of many of us for many years. And, it's time for all of us to show how much we appreciate everything they've done for us.
Are you hearing anything from businesses that might be in jeopardy of failing as a result of this?
No, I have not heard that personally. But I do know that they've taken it on the chin. There's no question to be, closed for that period of time and then still not to have full accessibility along Canal Street, I think has definitely taken a toll. But, as I've said before, I've been so impressed by how tough these businesses are. Just as soon as they're able, they've been out there, getting their permits to open again, getting it back open. And so they're doing everything they can. And I really do think it's up to all of us to help them out now. And, I've walked that block. It's like most any other time, except that you don't have full accessibility, especially coming from Claiborne Avenue. And so that's why the DDD has worked with the city to put together I think a quite helpful map, and people can access it through our website, downtownnola.com, www.downtownnola.com, that shows how to access the site, where there is parking that is open adjacent to the site, and lists all the businesses that are open. And so we're trying to make it as easy as possible for everybody in the entire region to help out, not just the 1,000 block, but really all up and down Canal Street. I've heard stories of folks whose sales have been down just because folks are not sure if they can get down there. Well, all these blocks are now accessible on foot.
That is exactly.
So nobody has to have any question about that.
Exactly what I was going to ask you, Kurt, because, after Katrina, and I hate to bring this up, but there was a misconception around the country that or misperception that the city was underwater years after we had all taken care of that. And I'm just afraid that people are thinking that Canal Street, oh, that's all a mess with the building. You can't go down there. And I'm concerned that that's going to affect, as you said, ancillary businesses, those that are not necessarily even in the area of the collapse. So let me pick it up here. We come back, if we can. Kurt Weigel, our guest, president, CEO of the Downtown Development District. If you, a listener, have been affected by this, I would love to hear from you. Maybe in your commute, maybe where you work, maybe where you live. You can text it in 870-870 and I'll pass it along. Right now, 750, that would be time for traffic here on WWL. 7:56, 4 before 8, Tommy Tucker talking to Kurt Weigel here on WWL. Kurt, the president and CEO of the Downtown Development District, about the Hard Rock collapse. I went to the site, Kurt, downtownnola.com, and it is amazing the number of businesses that are open near that collapse site.
Yeah, you're right. It is back to normal in terms of the businesses that are open. We just need to get the word out and let people know. And Tommy, I think that the perfect indication of how we're getting right back to it is that this Saturday is, I know you know, the Crew of Jingle Parade is
right.
This Saturday at 1 o'clock. It rolls down St. Charles to Canal Street. It's going to roll along Canal Street like every other year and then back up Barone Street. Something we do in conjunction with Roosevelt New Orleans. So that's going on. Our Saturday shopping spree is this weekend that we do with Harrah's and Riverwalk, where we invite people to come down and shop downtown at the holidays. And Bucktown All-Stars will be playing on Canal Street in front of Harrah's at 2:30 right after the parade. So things are really back to normal in that sense. We just need to get the word out and ask everybody to give our downtown retailers and restaurants some love.
And that's why we wanted to have you on, because, you know, it seems as though, for example, lighting of the Roosevelt yesterday at the lobby, right? And then they have the teddy bear tea and these kind of things going on. And I'd hate for people to miss out on their traditions, which a lot of people look at, you know, visiting the Roosevelt lobby and having with the kids a teddy bear tea and so forth. A part of their tradition,
absolutely.
And I'd hate for them to think that they can't do it.
No, they absolutely can. So, yeah, just, take a look at the map. There's plenty of parking downtown on street and in Index. So everybody should come on down. And like I said, this Saturday, I think, is a perfect opportunity. Come for the parade, do some shopping on Canal Street and throughout the rest of downtown. And prove it to yourself that we are really ready for business.
Yeah, just to address it, one thing I found interesting about the video from the Bayou Club, well, I can't say that, the Saturday night, early Sunday morning shooting, because it was people from out of town that engaged in this. But of the video, they had one person lying on the ground, and they had to clear up and say, that's not anybody that was affected by the shooting. They were just lying there. So apparently they had partied a little too much. But address it, if you will, Kurt, about how it really is safe to go downtown. Because I think it is. Maybe 3:30 in the morning, big event, that might be something different.
Yeah, I know. I think that is certainly an extraordinary circumstance. Like you say, the time of day and so forth. But no, our crime statistics downtown are really strong. I think we're actually one of the safest neighbors in the entire city. And we're proud of that. You know, the DDD augments what the NOPD does downtown in terms of public safety. And so if folks come out, and if you have any concerns about that, talk to anybody who's been down here shopping during the Saturday shopping spree or for home for the holidays for the Crew of Jingle Parade. It is one of the most heartwarming, just lovely events and experiences that you will have. I guarantee it.
I'm not gonna put such a
wonderful time.
I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'm not going to ask you your favorite restaurant in the area. But at this time of year, what is perhaps your favorite dish from whatever restaurant it is to have at this time of year in that area?
Oh, my favorite dish.
You can name a restaurant if you want to. I didn't know if you wanted to.
I'm going to go, I've been going for a Mediterranean a lot, so I'm not going to use a specific restaurant, but there's an excellent Mediterranean restaurant down in this part of town that is just outstanding. It is very kind of simple and basic, but the food is delicious. So.
Thank you, Kurt.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.